This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. So, I'd like to tell you guys that, I am well loved and I have a lot of fans, and my emails that I get from people who listen are all positive. Well, I got a negative one the other day and I don't have any problem reading it. I'm not embarrassed. I'll read it to you, and it's something I want to address. And, I actually don't mind the bad ones because I like to know what you guys really, really think. You know, telling me my show is awesome, I know it's not. Okay, so tell me what you really, really think. One of you wrote the other day not liking my grammar. And, I English is technically my first language, but I learned, you know, language from two different people. You know, I learned two different languages when I was growing up. And, no, my grammar stinks. I know I'm just supposed to be this journalist that is supposed to be an expert in communications and... Yeah, I know when not to dangle a participle or not. I got A's in honors English, but yeah, sometimes my grammar may not be all too good. So just hang in there. I'm doing the best I can. I can sound like a doctor if you guys want. So the cross-sectional analysis of the purported study. I can talk like that if you want, but nobody wants to listen to that. No, I mean, if you do, this isn't the right show for you. All right, we got somebody grumpy. Len writes, and this is interesting, okay? Because it's not like a medical question, even though we have some of your medical questions, and we'll get your calls in a second. Len writes, Doctor, I'm really disappointed in you. He said, Trump and his henchmen are destroying freedom of the press, and he writes, you as a journalist need to take a stand. He says, accusing journalists of fake news every time a story is against the president is bullying and tyranny. So, I talk a lot of politics, a lot of politics on my show. I discuss a lot of politics, especially when it comes to health. And I've been watching what's going on. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, right? But sometimes they drop off the Huckabee, depending on the news outlet. By the way, I like Mike Huckabee a lot. If you guys have ever met him, I've met him a few times. He is like the sweetest thing. So I'm sure the daughter is just as sweet. She's a tough cookie. She's a White House press secretary. And I guess, was it somebody from CNN that had brought up a halting of the freedom of the press? And she said, I certainly would reject the idea that the president of this administration has halted freedom of the press. I think we're one of the most successful administrations that we've seen in decades. She says, my peer presence of standing up here and taking your questions unvetted is a pretty good example of freedom of the press. And I think it's ridiculous to suggest otherwise. And I guess there is a non-governmental organization called Reporters Without Borders. And this Reporters Without Borders group bumped the U.S. down to number 45 of 180 countries when it came to its World Press Freedom Index. Now, okay, so now I'm going to put my journalism hat on, okay? And we bring this up because this is a really hot topic now in the news. Is Trump trying to limit press, negative press about him, by a, quote, bullying, like Len says? He could be. But if something is fake news, he has a right to say it. If something is not true, you're allowed to say that's not true. I mean, we've seen this all the time. Somebody will, you know, come up with a microphone to some alleged suspect, going, I didn't do it. Not true, not true. They're lying. You know, so people have been doing that just because Trump has a new moniker, just a new soundbite, fake news, okay? It doesn't mean he's doing anything new. What he's doing new, very, very new, which we haven't seen, is using Twitter to get his point across so it doesn't get filtered, which I think is brilliant. I love that Donald Trump uses Twitter. I may not like everything he says, but I love that he could unfiltered put that out there. Now, whether it's him actually tweeting or his press secretary or his social media secretary or whoever is a whole nother story. But I, as a non-journalist, I, as a consumer or a listener or as a citizen, I cannot stand the news filtering and tainting and reporting certain angles. Just give me the facts. And it really took me a long time as an adult to realize that facts are many times opinions. You may say the sky is blue. Somebody else says the sky is gray. It's not blue. Blue is like sapphire blue. Sky's not blue at all. So what we think are as facts are opinions. It's hot outside. Yeah, it's hot. That's a fact. It's like, what, 90 degrees? No. Some people go, no, it's perfect. So facts are opinions. We're learning that more and more. And I turn on the news, whether it's Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. I don't really watch MSNBC too much. I don't have time. And, you're given a story, and it has a different spin on it. Now, some people love that. That's the art of journalism. It's exciting to them, and people want to feel good about their cause. And, you know, nobody wants to turn on the news and be told that how they feel is wrong. So news starts becoming a feel-good, energizing, you know, validating your opinion sort of television programming. But I just want to know what the heck is going on out there. Now, very interesting. When I did start radio, I would report news stories. And people are like, no, I want your opinion. Like, why would you want my opinion? Well, you're a doctor. You know, here's some news fact. Is it really a fact? And I started giving a lot more opinion and a lot more commentary than I expected to. And some of you are probably like, well, I don't really want your commentary either. But I if you listen and you ask me a medical question, you do want my opinion. How many of you have asked, should you drink alcohol or not? Because every day there's some study saying alcohol's good or alcohol's bad. So, no, I don't think we have freedom of the press being destroyed. I think we have more press and more ways to express ourselves now more than ever. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. You know, I was told that whenever I come back from a break, I'm supposed to tell everybody it's The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it gives you a chance to flee if you need to flee. All right, some of you guys have left calls or questions on the answer line. Let's go to those. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, doctor. What happens if you can't sleep all through the night and you wake up mid-morning or something? First question. Second question, what if you have fatty liver? Can you address those points? Thank you.
Okay. I wish I could talk to you live because I have some questions about your sleep habits. So there's two major questions here. Especially the fatty liver is important, but let's talk about the sleep because I don't know about you guys, but I get up always 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. That's been happening a lot lately. I've been blaming menopause or going into menopause. I know. I act like I'm in my 20s. But I guess being in my 40s, the hormones are dropping. So last night, I wake up, and I am wide awake. And I thought it was the cat. Could be the cat. You got to get rid of the pets on the bed. And I look at my telephone, because my iPhone is near my bed. Again, bad to have the phone near the bed. And the iPhone is near the bed. And it said 2 in the morning. So now that I'm up, I have to pee. So I get up to pee. Then I check my mail, check my messages, check my Facebook. Now it's 3, and I go back to bed. So let's quickly review the sleep stages, because I think a lot of us are running into this problem where we are waking up in the middle of the night and then we can't go back to it. We can fall asleep fine. You know, they say, oh, you have insomnia. No, I don't have insomnia because I can fall asleep without a problem. No, actually, insomnia can encompass any of those. Insomnia is having trouble falling asleep, or you can fall asleep, but then you get up in the middle of the night and you can't get a full night's sleep and you can't fall back asleep. Those will all fall under insomnia. So let's just quickly teach you guys about the stages of sleep really quickly. All right? There are 5 stages. Everybody says there's 4. Well, we include REM sleep. So you have 5 stages, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then your REM. And we call REM rapid eye movement. That always kind of freaks people out. You know, when they see their significant other sit there and, you know, be like blinking and whatever. But it's okay. Just, you know, just don't YouTube them or anything. Give them some privacy. So the stages progress cyclically. And this is being, this is very nicely broken down by Tuck.com. And, as in, you know, tuck me in. And again, as I was like, tuck, I gotta tuck me in. Anyway, so the stages progress cyclically from 1 through REM, and then they go back to stage 1. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, REM. 1, 2, 3, 4, REM. And a complete sleep cycle is about an hour and a half. About 90 minutes. And each stage really lasts about maybe 5 to 15 minutes. So, you know, some of you will be like, gosh, you know, when I take a nap, I really can't go longer than about an hour, hour and a half. Well, because you may be just going through a cycle. The first sleep cycles each night have relatively short REM sleeps and more longer periods of the deep sleep. But later in the night, your REM periods lengthen, which will kind of be a little bit more important as we go. Okay? And as you go later into the night, the deep sleep time decreases. So you may not be in that deep sleep at 3, 4 in the morning, which is why it's easier for you to wake up. So going through these 5 stages, stage 1 is the light sleep. Like some of you guys are doing now where you're starting to drift in and out, right? You listen to my show or some of my students in my class, they're starting to, they're light sleep. You're starting to drift in and out. You can be awakened very easily. Sometimes you don't even think you're falling asleep. So in this stage, the eyes move slowly, the muscle activity slows. And during this stage, many people experience these little like sudden muscle contractions. Right? Like, you're falling, and all of a sudden you just grab yourself, okay? And you're not falling, and so you're sitting there. I used to do that in class all the time. Like, I'm like, what's wrong with you? It's like, I guess I was falling asleep. That's stage 1, okay? People think it's deeper, but it's not. That's only stage 1. Stage 2 is when your eye movement stops and the brain waves become slower. Maybe you'll get an occasional burst of rapid brain waves. This is when they test where you are, you know, when they do these studies looking, you know, with EEGs. And the body begins to prepare for deep sleep. So that's stage 2. Your body temperature begins to drop and your heart rate slows down. If you guys ever can catch yourself in stage 2, it is pretty cool because you're like, wow, I'm actually really starting to relax. And then the cat wakes you up and you're like, damn. Now, stage 3. Stage 3 is when you get these slow brain waves called delta waves. And they're kind of interspersed with smaller, faster waves. That is your deep sleep. So they say during this stage, this is where you could start to sleepwalk. You could have your night terrors where you wake up screaming. You could even bed wet. Because, I mean, you are really in deep. Then you have stage 4, where your deep sleep continues. And the brain produces now delta waves almost exclusively. So you don't have the little smaller, faster waves. Now you have the deep delta waves. If you wake somebody up in stage 4, they're going to be disoriented. And, you know, it's interesting. So when I was on call, we were doing our 36-hour shifts, and we were able to fall asleep. Stage four, I would probably fall into stage four within a half hour. And if I was woken up, it took me forever to wake up. Yet if the nurse woke me up at stage one or two, I could snap back. And so a lot of us medical residents and students were like, you know what, let's just not fall asleep. Because falling into stage four and then having to, I had to deliver a baby. I was woken up from stage four sleep and I fall onto the patient. Now, I still delivered the baby half asleep, but I was aroused during stage four. I was like, you know what, I'm just not going to sleep on call. I'd rather just be awake. Yeah, they don't make doctors do that anymore. Now we have REM sleep. So now you're in the rapid eye movement sleep. So brain waves start to mimic activity during the waking state. The eyes remain closed, but they move rapidly side to side. And they think this is where your intense dreams happen. And your brain activity gets very vivid during this stage. So, and then stage zero is when you wake up. So the sleep cycle is the period of time that it takes for us to go through all five stages. You will not go right to deep sleep or REM. Nobody will start having nightmares or dreams within the first 5-10 minutes. That's not going to happen. The sleep cycle has to progress, and it looks like everybody goes from light sleep to a less light sleep to a deep sleep. Also, sometimes you may actually go back and forth between the earlier stages too. So, sleep cycle is about 90 minutes. Then, that's the first sleep cycle. Then the next sleep cycle may go longer, maybe 100 to 120 minutes. They say an average person could go through 4 to 5 sleep cycles a night. So, as you could see, there are multiple areas where you could be very easily awakened. Now, your deep sleep will last longer as you go through the night. So now, what do you do if you're waking up in the middle of the night? Well, there's a few things we could do, okay? I mean, one is we need to get rid of our cell phones or anything that could be waking us up. Your body will pick up sunlight. Your body's very, very smart. So you need to have blackout curtains, because if any light or artificial light does come through, that could wake you up. And you need to really be able to absorb, you know, kind of like the nightness of the night to help your melatonin. You also should be evaluated for sleep apnea. If you are not getting a full night's sleep or going into deep sleep or staying into deep sleep, maybe it's because your body doesn't want you to. Maybe you stop breathing when you go into deep sleep. So maybe your body purposely is causing you to wake up, as in sleep apnea. Maybe you take a medication that could be messing with your sleep cycle. Maybe you have other issues like asthma, thyroid problems. Maybe you have restless leg syndrome. Restless leg syndrome can also wake you up. Maybe you add alcohol, and alcohol messes with your REM sleep and your deep sleep. We also recommend exercise. Exercise will also help you sleep better. There's actually very interesting. There says 27 ways to sleep better. Actually, I think we should go through that when we come back, because a lot of us, this was just too short a segment. There are so many of us that do bad things. It's, you know, like we'll take a nap, and we'll take like a 2-hour nap. If I take a nap on the weekend, it is a 2-hour nap. An hour and a half to 2 hours easily. Well, maybe your nap should only be about 20 minutes. They say actually a 10-minute nap is the best. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about sleep because I have a suspicion that a lot of you guys are on sleeping aids. Whether you're taking a Tylenol PM or an Advil PM. I just met a patient earlier today saying he pops a few Advil PM every night. Or doxylamine is another one. I think that's in Unisom. Or you take Ambien. Or you take Xanax or Clonopin or Ativan for sleep. Or gabapentin. And it's okay. I'm not judging. I have a prescription of Ambien also in my house. I love Ambien. Love it. I don't like to take it too often. But when I have a bad night's sleep, Ambien's great. Here's my problem with Ambien, though. Ambien will put you to sleep right away. And what's also nice about Ambien is when you wake up in the morning, you are up. You're not groggy like you are with Benadryl or some of these Tylenol PM, Advil PMs that will use Benadryl. However, it's not going to help you sleep throughout the night. So our previous caller had left a message on our answer line saying, how do you sleep throughout the night? And so that's why I want to spend a little bit more time with this. You really have to work to sleep. And it sucks. And those of you that are a little older are like, she's right. Getting a good and a full night's sleep takes work. And for those of you younger folk that don't have time to put in the work, you very easily go to the Ambien. Or go to the benzodiazepine like the Valium or the Xanax. Or go to the sleep aids over the counter. And when your body learns, you know what, they just take a pill to sleep. So I don't have to, start going through my cycles. You start to really mess up your cycles. Now, you will get your cycles back. I don't think you're going to permanently ruin your sleep cycle. Your body is designed to fall asleep. Now, maybe it may take a long time to sleep through the night, but your body will start to regain its sleep cycles. But you have got to do away with any medicines and alcohol. A lot of people in the olden days would use alcohol to fall asleep. Have some wine, and some of them would sleep really deep. But for any of you guys that have ever, had some drinks, went to a party, you know that night you do not sleep well. You just don't. So I found this list very interesting. TheGreatest.com has 27 easy ways to sleep better at night. And some of these things I really, really like. So one, they say establish a bedtime routine. You have got to have a schedule and stick to it every night, even on the weekends. This is one of the main reasons why we screw up our sleep. Last night, I went to bed at 9. The night before, I went to bed at 11. The body doesn't like that. Both of those were weeknights. Your body wants a rhythmic, predictable, consistent cycle of things. Same thing on the weekends. A lot of us will sleep in on the weekends. Well, that really screws up our sleep cycle. My son is so mad because on the weekend he wakes up at 6 a.m. He's like, I'm like, well, you don't understand. That's actually a good thing. That means your body has a healthy sleep cycle. So get up at 6, work out, whatever. Yeah, but I want to sleep in because everybody sleeps in on the weekend. Listen, if your body wants to be up, get up. I remember the days when I could sleep until noon. Yeah, that was nice. But, you got to support yourself. You got to, you can't really do that once you start paying your bills. They also recommend a journal. Now, every time I think of a journal or read a journal, I fall asleep. So maybe that's why it works. I cannot stand keeping a journal. I never was the type to keep a diary because my mom would read it. She always read my diary. She wanted to know what I was thinking. And if I, hated her that day, she would know. And then I'd get in trouble. So I have never put my thoughts in writing. If I do it verbally, right? Air my grievances. If I do it verbally, there's no record of it. The problem is I'm on air. And I guess my shows get podcasted. So there actually is now timeless proof of some of my opinions. Right? Just like my opinions of journals. I'm not going to be able to erase that ever. It's now solidified. Anyway, so they say journal. If you think about doing stressful activities that cause your body to release stress hormones, all right, that'll make you less able to sleep. But if you write out your stressful thoughts in a journal, it can help avoid the restlessness once we hit the sheets. Now, they say some types of journaling allow us to focus on the positive instead of the negative. Some of you guys may say, Dahlia, actually, don't knock that. That may work for me. It may work for some of you guys. So you get what they're suggesting? You have a bad day. Your boss is a jerk. You have to go back to work and your boss is a jerk. Your wife was mean. Your mother-in-law is coming over. Writing that stuff down may help. Why? Because what do we do at night when we lie down at night? When we lie down at night, we try to process everything. Like, okay, well, this is what I have to do at work. This is what I have to do. But if you process it on paper, your body may say, done. I'm done. I wrote it down. It's done. Now, I could see going to bed going, oh, I forgot to write this. Oh, I forgot to write this. And, you know. But for some of you, like, no, once I write it down, so let it be written, so shall it be. Yeah. What was that in the, right? The Exodus movie from Ten Commandments, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. Magnesium. Magnesium-rich foods like pumpkin seeds, spinach, Swiss chard, magnesium may help you sleep. I don't want to tell everybody to go and get magnesium supplements, but it may help. Chamomile tea may help. Again, be careful with some of the stuff you're getting over the counter, but chamomile may help. Of course, these bring up exercise. You've got to have regular exercise. Working out earlier in the day. So I do a little workout in the morning to wake myself up, and then before I eat dinner or after dinner, I do a workout, about an hour workout. That could mess with my sleep. You can't work out right before you go to bed. So you've got to have at least 2 hours between your workout and bedtime. Some people, a power nap will help. If you're really tired, take a 10 to 30 minute nap. Do not take a 2 hour nap like I do. Try to aim for 7 hours of sleep. They say sleep deprivation is linked to high cortisol levels. So the less you sleep, the more stress hormone you make the next day. So try to get, I always tell everybody, 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Okay? Also, if you don't get good sleep, it puts you at risk for diabetes. No laptops, no iPads before you go to bed. You read a book like a book. Maybe have candle lights instead of the other lights. Okay? Yes, you can't have sex. Sex before bed will help you sleep. Okay? Now, you also have to make bed so comfortable. Whether it's down pillows or nice, cool, crisp sheets or a nice, soft, 800 thread count sheet. I don't know what, I don't really know, but having a bed that you cannot wait to kind of sink into and sleep. And I understand firmer mattresses are better for the back. I understand we have these pillows that are better for the neck. I get all that. But sometimes having the most comfortable bed where you could just snuggle up into will help you sleep. The bedroom should be a little bit on the cold side, between 60 and 75 degrees Fahrenheit. I think the most ideal, there was a study saying 69 degrees. It stopped the giggles. But 69 degrees Fahrenheit would be like the best temperature, 67 to 69. I take a hot shower before I go to bed, and they suggest this too. Set a daily wake-up time, even on the weekends. Okay, if it's 6 a.m., then it's 6 a.m. Okay, caffeine, only caffeine in the morning. You do not need to have caffeine in the afternoon. If so, maybe early afternoon, but stop this 3, 4 p.m. caffeine and do not have coffee with dessert. If you notice you're tossing and turning when you wake up in the middle of the night, get out of bed. Okay, no animals in the bed. Turn the alarm clock away. Listen to some soothe music, maybe have some lavender smell, dim the lights. And no cell phone by your bed. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Management is in utter shock that I have been teaching you guys this much. So we're on a roll. Let's keep it going. Okay, if I'm teaching you guys something, let's keep it going. Previous caller had wanted to know about fatty liver. All right, let's talk about fatty liver. Look at this. D, let's talk about hepatic steatosis. Did I pronounce that right? Steatosis? Steatosis in the toes? Fatty liver. Okay. Steatorrhea is fatty stool, I think. Oh, no. Is management, tell, maybe I should do this when management's on break. They aren't listening now, are they? I got to teach you guys about fatty liver. Hepatic steatosis. Okay, here we go. Okay. Now, fatty liver, I know about fatty liver because I had to diagnose fatty liver in a lot of my patients. And they don't like that. But I got to tell you, we doctors love diagnosing you with fatty liver. You want to know why we doctors love diagnosing you with fatty liver? Two reasons. One, because it's reversible. I love giving you a diagnosis that I could fix. I'm like, hell yeah. I could make you better with God's help and prayer and you doing some different things. So we can approve fatty liver. That's one reason why we doctors are pretty cool with that. Number two, I am too much of a weenie to tell you to lose weight. I'm not good at that. I have never been good telling my patients to lose weight. Because they're like, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? And I'm like, look, okay, my tushy is big for a reason. I got big tushy. I know I got big tushy. Lay off. And then we get into a fight. And I can't do that because then I wouldn't be able to keep my doors open. So what I would do is if I detected my patient had fatty liver, I'd say, look, you have a fatty liver. You notice I didn't say they had a fat butt. You think I didn't say that? I didn't say they had love handles or moobs. I say you have a fatty liver. We have got to lower that fat around the liver and get rid of that fat. Yeah, let's attack the fat by the liver. Now, how do you do that, Dr. Dahlia? Well, this is how we do it. To get that fat away from that liver, to attack that fat from the liver, why don't we try a diet? You see how I just got to ease that? Why don't we try some exercise? If we avoid fatty foods, we may be able to cut back on the fat around the liver. Ah, that's what I want to do, because I don't need to lose weight. Mom, no, your butt looks good. No, your butt looks good. Hey, we look good. But the liver has a little bit of fat, so let's deal with that. Yeah, let's do that. That's why I'm not on a diet because I'm fat. I'm on a diet because exactly. That's how we do it. You see? It's an art. It's an art. Doctors aren't rocket scientists. They're artists. We're artists. All right. So your liver is the second largest organ in the body. Stop it. Honestly, people, really, that joke's too old. No, the biggest organ in the body is the skin. Come on. Anyway, but the liver is the second largest organ, despite what most men say. And its function is to process everything we eat or drink and filter any harmful substances from the blood. Healthline does a phenomenal job talking about this. Now, if you have too much fat in the liver or surrounding the liver can't do its job. Now, when do we call you having fatty liver? When do we call it? If more, they say when the fat accounts for more than 5 to 10% of your liver's weight. Now, I know some of you are like, well, how the hell am I supposed to know that? You won't. You won't. I mean, we could ultrasound you and see the fat there. And we could guess based on what fat weighs and how much fat we see surrounding the liver. But we're not going to take out your liver and weigh it. Now, your liver is a phenomenal organ because it repairs itself all the time. It rebuilds new liver cells when the old ones are damaged. When there's repeated damage to the liver, permanent scarring takes place. This permanent scarring now is permanent. It's bad. That's called cirrhosis. Once you go into cirrhosis, there's not much we can do. But fatty liver is reversible. If we could catch you before your cirrhosis, we're good. Now, how common is this? It's common. About fifth of Americans have fatty liver. That's pretty rough. And most cases of fatty liver are detected when you're middle-aged, between 40 and 60. So what are your symptoms? You may have none. You may not know that your liver is fatty right now. You may not know. Sometimes when we do a blood test, we see our liver enzymes up. So we're like, something's irritating your liver, and it could be the fat. So if your liver enzymes are off, it could be that. Sometimes your liver may just get bigger. You may have an enlarged liver, it may swell, it may be inflamed, or it may be because the extra fat is making the mass look bigger. You could be tired. Maybe you have some tummy pain. Maybe it'll change your appetite, Sometimes it could even cause weight loss. Sometimes you could, you know, start having, if your liver isn't working well, now you could start getting confused. You could start bleeding easier. You could become more jaundiced. So fatty liver is nothing to play with. It is the start of your liver failing. So we need to move on it like ants on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich left out of park. Okay, sorry for my analogy. Now, what is the most common cause of fatty liver? Technically, alcohol. If you drink heavily, that will irritate the liver and it'll cause your liver to respond and try to protect itself. And it protects itself with fat. Plus, you can't metabolize the fat fast enough. So the excess fat is stored in liver cells, then it accumulates to form fatty liver disease. Plus, if you eat extra fat, that doesn't help. So you can get a fatty liver if you're obese, if you have high fats in the blood, like hyperlipidemia, if you're a diabetic, sugar turns to fat, if genetically you're more, you know, prone to that. Certain medications could do that. Tamoxifen, aspirin, steroids, tetracycline. I don't know much about Tylenol and fatty liver. We know Tylenol could irritate the liver, may be able to predispose you, but I don't have data right now as to how that could do it. But something that people don't realize is rapid weight loss could bother the liver. Have you guys ever heard of people getting a gallstone attack because they went on a diet? And you're like, I don't get that because I thought fatty diets cause gallstone attacks. Fatty diets can. But a rapid weight loss can affect your liver. Remember, the body does not like anything rapid and unpredictable. So there is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So some of you guys with fatty liver will say, oh my gosh, my wife's going to kill me. I don't drink and she's going to think I drink. No, no, no. There's non-alcoholic fatty liver. Okay, that's when 10% of the liver is fat. It's, that could be from, like I said, the cholesterol issues, the lipid, okay? But alcoholic fatty liver is the biggie. But get this, guys. Within 6 weeks of not drinking alcohol, according to Healthline, the fat disappears. So cutting back on alcohol is huge. Some people get fatty liver in pregnancy. That may happen, you know, and again, the pregnancy is temporary. So once she gives birth, you know, she should be okay. But they are thinking about screening women for this. So which one of you guys is at risk? Well, if you have diabetes, you're at risk for fatty liver. And your fatty liver worsens the diabetes. Now, they do suggest a high choline diet. They think that can help. Some of you guys have done milk thistle. Again, you don't know what you're getting over the counter. That's the problem. You got to be careful. You don't know if you're getting true milk thistle, so I can't recommend you taking milk thistle, but some of you guys like it. If you drink alcohol, you got to be careful. And they are suggesting in Healthline if you take more than what's recommended in Tylenol or acetaminophen. Now, some of you guys are like, I don't take Tylenol, but I do take pain medications. Well, check if your pain medications have Tylenol attached to it. Lortabs, Percocets, they all have acetaminophen attached. Pregnancy can bother your liver, obviously, but, you know, we have to have our babies. Cholesterol, high triglycerides. If you're malnourished and you're eating crap, that could do it. Having metabolic syndrome, which we've talked about before. So what do we do? Well, one is we do a blood test to check your liver. We examine your liver, make sure it's not big, and then we'll ultrasound your liver. Sometimes we'll CT, MRI, but a lot of times we will biopsy your liver to see the fat. Okay? So eat right, exercise, and we'll go from there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.